Welcome to Podcast Insider. I'm Mike Dell, and this week I'm here with my co-host, Mackenzie Bennett. How you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm doing well, thanks, Mike. How are you?
Well, so far, so good. I wish the April showers would stop, though. It's kind of like water torture up here.
It's been very wet for a long time in Ohio, and I am over it.
Yeah, because yeah, for a while there, it was drying out, and we had kind of a drought going on, which was great because the water levels all went down a little bit, but not so much anymore. And I have a river in my basement, but that's another story. Anyway, today we got lots of news. Well, maybe not lots of news. We have some news. We have a best practice. Thanks, Mackenzie. Got some exciting blueberry news, I think. Got a normal pro tip, a question of the week, and kind of a normal show. Todd's on assignment.
Yes, so. He is.
Yes, he's probably somewhere between Detroit and his office.
Yeah, it is about that time.
Yeah, so anywho, let's get on with the news. So the podcast show is going to be in London. It's their first one. It's called The Podcast Show. And it's going to be, I want to say, the 25th and 6th of May.
I'm happy that they're finally getting this off the ground. They've been trying so hard since, I think, 2020. And obviously the world has made it very difficult. So it's actually going to happen. And we're definitely going to see some familiar faces. We're not going to be there, but
we had thought about it. Yeah, we had thought about it before the whole pandemic thing. Mm-hmm. When they were first announcing it, and like I said, until everything gets a little more stable, I think we're going to stay here.
Yeah,
for that one anyway.
But I would say, I think look out for Toby Goodman, who does our pro production pro tips, because he is in London, so that's an easy one for him.
Yeah, so he should be there. I don't know. I haven't asked him. I'll have to ask him if he's planning on going. But there's a whole list. They've announced their first round of speakers and sessions. So go check that out. James over at Pod News wrote that little blurb about them, since he's also going to be there. Mm-hmm. So that'll be cool. It's always fun to see James. I guess you guys got to see him in L.A.
We did. Spent some quality time with James Cridlin from Pod News. You know, and it's a mixture. It's always a mixture when you're at events of let's talk about business and let's talk about life.
Apparently he caught the bug on the way back. So he's recovering quite well, I guess. So. Mm. All right. So the next one, I really like this article. It's Dave Jones. He's the co-founder of Podcasting 2.0 and podcastindex.org.
So what exactly does that mean, founder of Podcast 2.0? Well, that's Podcast 2.0. It seems like a very ominous thing when you.
Yeah, well, it's a you know, as he explains what it is in the article, it's basically a movement, I guess. It's a vision, but they actually did start a company, Podcast Index, around it, and it's all based on open source and, you know, getting the community involved. And, you know, their main goal is to keep podcasting, you know, free and open, you know, meaning, you know, that not one person can control it completely. You know, now there's going to be some breakout stars and there's going to be big companies involved, as there is. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, they're trying to keep it open enough to where, you know, you and I in our basements could make a show and, you know, we've got a chance to get it distributed and become successful, whatever that means.
Right. And so with this goal to keep podcasting open, what exactly is he doing with Podcast 2.0?
I'll give you the parts of it. And he didn't write this in the article. I just know about it. Mm-hmm. But the parts of it are, number one, an alternative index of all the podcasts in the world. Because right now, Apple, you know, is the main one that that has the whole.
It's the biggest directory.
It's a big directory, and it has an API that app developers can use to populate their app with all the podcasts in the world. Well,
right.
In that case, it's all the podcasts that Apple deems worthy of being on their platform, which is cool. You know, that's their deal. But he wanted to have another one, you know. So, you know, here's their mission statement. It says, preserve, protect, and extend the open podcasting ecosystem. And it's the extend part is where he says all the exciting stuff happens. And that's true. And, you know, and then part of the other thing is they came out with a new namespace. And I know this is geeky and don't, you know, I don't want your eyes to glaze over, but a namespace in RSS is just a way of adding features to RSS that don't exist currently. And so they've pioneered the, you know, quote, podcast, unquote, namespace for RSS. And it's being adopted. You know, we've adopted it. A whole bunch of other podcast companies have adopted it. A lot of apps have adopted it. So far, none of the really big ones have, but eventually they may. And that'll be good. And then the third one is Podping, which if you're familiar with how podcasting works, and we have a question of the week about this, but podcasting being a pull technology versus a push, this Podping sort of reverses that a little bit and gives a push notification, you know, just to, you know, to knock it down to where people understand it. So it would make it so that if you're subscribed to a show or following a show, however you want to put that, and they put out a new episode, almost instantly you'll have access to that. Because right now there's sort of a delay on some apps.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's their, you know, three main things. And, you know, plus they want to, you know, monetize through, you know, Bitcoin and streaming. And that's all pretty, you know, it's called value for value. That's another one of their things they're working on. But, you know, it's all that's optional. That's the beauty of it. But he goes through here and he says, you know, what would this look like if all of this stuff they're going for is implemented?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he has a little story here. You know, it's a fictional story, but it's worth reading. Definitely check it out. We'll have the link in the show notes. So kudos to Dave for writing that up. He's a better writer than I thought he was.
So this news story is about someone from Ohio University, which is where I went to college and graduated from years ago. It's about Nina Dumas. She is a senior at OU and has gone through their podcast certificate program. So she's studying journalism, and that's the school that I was in when I was there, and like spent all of my time doing probably a lot of what she also has done. But this was the podcast certificate program wasn't a thing when I was there. So it's really exciting to see that this is something that they can work on. She started her show called Melanin in the Media. I think that's a great name. But she has also secured a post-graduation job at WKYC Studios in Cleveland, Ohio. And she said, so much of her experience and her work, she says she attributes her success to her podcast. The experience that she got out of that, the ability to really, you know, learn multiple aspects so that she's able to be comfortable in all different types of positions. And she says that's, you know, obviously going to very much help her in her future. So,
yeah, well, congrats to her for landing the job, you know, right out of school to a somewhat major market TV station.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
She said, I think companies want someone who can do multiple things. If you can write, edit audio and video, you are a high commodity. And she is correct. So well done to Nina. She's really got it figured out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's ironic. You know, I got this job because I podcasted. So it does happen.
It does.
Very cool. And, we got to say congratulations to a longtime podcaster.
Daniel J. Lewis.
Yeah, he's celebrating 15 years of podcasting, and it was kind of funny. If you go to the blog post, you'll see the header image there is of a microphone. I believe that's an RE320 with our 15-year pin from Blueberry. So congrats to Daniel.
A well-deserved.
Yeah, pin. He's been at it a while. I don't know if he's doing it. Recently, you know, I think he's doing a little bit, but
I think he's just more behind the scenes nowadays.
Yeah, he's definitely behind the scenes. You know, he's a single dad, and, you know, he's staying busy with the kidlet. And
took a step back from the content and is, you know, focusing more on what I probably infrastructure might be a good word for.
Yeah, infrastructure, and he's, you know, helping podcasters, as he always has, you know, get their shows improved and you know, just some of the technical stuff. You know, he gets, you know, you want to talk about eyes glazing over. Sometimes he gets to talking about stuff, and I'm like, okay. He's, you know, not really a developer, but I think he is getting into it. So.
Very knowledgeable guy.
Yes. So, again, congratulations, Daniel, for 15 years in this crazy world. So what do we got next? Oh, Nielsen. Nielsen, yeah, you go ahead and you talk about this one.
So Nielsen came out with some interesting numbers, and I say interesting meaning not surprising, specifically on women podcast listener growth, and that it has gone up significantly since the beginning of the pandemic. I believe it was 72% increase in this time since, you know, 2019 to now.
You know, and I'm sure pretty much, you know, the podcast listening in general has probably gone up, but this is, you know, this is, it's way more female than male in this particular case.
Yeah. There's multiple articles and studies and information on how, you know, the pandemic has affected men and women differently, but it's just that women are took a significant hit in the workforce. So that might be part of the reason why this listenership has grown as well.
Yeah, it could be. You know, when you don't have a commute, though, you know, I find that, you know, since I started working from home, I don't know, mm-hmm. 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, I don't listen to podcasts nearly as much as I used to. Because I don't have that commute.
Right.
I'm sure it's different for other people, but, you know, that used to be my time was, you know, commuting and driving. And, you know, I'd be lucky if I put a tank of gas in my truck once a month. I don't go anywhere, you know. It's just, you know, so I don't have that windshield time to listen.
When we were at Podcast Movement, they did a Infinite Dial mm-hmm. presentation with, you know, Tom Webster, and it showed big increases across the board for everything with podcasting in 2020 and 2021, but that it was obviously as we were, you know, going back out in the world and things were somewhat going back to normal, that started to go down a little bit. Not down further than we were pre-pandemic, but down.
It's leveled out.
Yes, yes, exactly. It has leveled out. So
anyway, go check out the article there from Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Spotify Podcast Union is ready to strike over contract terms. And I guess it's called Parcast Union, and that's the part of the Writers Guild of America. But they're doing final contract negotiations with Spotify, so that they may go out on strike. They're working on not going out on strike, but it says that 97% of their union members signed the pledge to strike. If
I was looking at that, it's a pretty strong number.
Yeah. Well, geez, I don't know. You know, how would that affect your listening? Do you listen to anything that's produced by Spotify?
No. Personally, I do not listen to any podcasts from Spotify, but there's also the part, like, so that wouldn't affect me in the slightest, but then there's also, like, the part of me that just sees people ready to strike, and my initial thing is to back them up, and I'm like, yeah, do it. Go be a union.
Yeah.
Get what you're supposed to be getting, what you're, you know, get your worth. And I'm looking at some of their demands. They still have not agreed on an acceptable salary minimum, as well as interview candidates, some terms there for people of color and people who identify as LGBTQ plus or people with disabilities. So they've got a lot to figure out still.
Yeah, they'll get it. They'll get it figured out, though, I'm sure, because it's worth billions to them.
Yes, so, it is.
Or it could be. You know, you don't know. I don't know how Spotify's doing financially, but I'm assuming okay.
Yeah, I would say they're doing fine.
You know, but yeah, they're a big player. That's for sure. So hopefully they'll get it worked out so the people on strike aren't without a paycheck for a while.
I would hope so.
The royal family, or no, specifically
Prince Harry,
Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry, mm-hmm. They have a company called Archwell Audio, and they're trying to trademark the word archetypes.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I was like, what? You know, well, you know, it's, I guess LeBron James tried to copyright, or not copyright, trademark Taco Tuesday. Like, yeah, come on, guys, you know, archetypes is a word. It's an English word. Yeah, it's going to be the title of her new podcast, I guess, but I really don't think it deserves a trademark.
It absolutely does not.
So,
to me, we'll that see. Is... stretching way too far, similar to when Ohio State University tried to trademark the for the Ohio State University. I already have enough problems with that university, but that really was.
That's right.
That wasn't just to a couple me.
You're listening to a couple of Wolverine fans here. So
yeah, it's tough living in Columbus sometimes being a Wolverine fan.
Oh, I love going down there with my insulated mug with a big M on it, and get sideways glances from time to time. But I also have to say, one of the places we go to lunch quite a bit, Todd and I, when I'm down there, is that Woody Hayes wing place there by the office.
So, yep.
You know, I'm okay with them one day a year. That's when we really are a thing. But anyway, enough. Football talk. All right, I think that's the end of the news.
Yeah.
We got a best practice here. And you're the marketing guru here, so
right.
Go for
it. So I will take this one. So for a best practice, it's the idea of planning out your marketing strategy for once you have actually, published and want to promote your show. A lot of the time, people that are just starting or people that have absolutely zero experience with marketing, because, that's the beauty of podcasting. Anyone can do this. They just kind of wing it. And they're like, okay, well, I created a Twitter account. I guess I'll just post it on there. And maybe I'll, post it on TikTok and Instagram. Or maybe I'll, mention it on LinkedIn. And they're kind of just grasping at straws of here. This is a platform. I will post it here and see what happens without any real engagement with a community. One of the main things of a podcast is creating a community. It's not a if you build it, they will come type scenario. That works for the celebrities, but that does not work for just anyone starting a podcast. So
that used to work when we first started this whole thing when there was about 100 shows. Yeah. Everybody listened to everybody, so
it's a tad different now.
Yes.
So no, it's really just having a plan of if you want to reach how many listeners per episode, see what you're doing, take a look at the actual numbers, see, go into the analytics of each social media platform and see did people actually click on this, did anyone actually read it, that type of stuff, not just I kind of posted it. It's out there.
I kind of did that, and I still kind of do that, and I put out an episode. It's like, throw it on Facebook, throw it on Twitter, But, of course, I'm not setting the world on fire with my personal show, so.
But yeah, and I mean, you're kind of, a lot of the shows that you've done, you're doing them for yourself.
Yes.
Not because you are trying to get a big following or anything like that. It's because you just enjoy doing it.
So. Yeah, I'm more of a gearhead anyway. I like playing with the technology.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of what you enjoy is, the recording part, the getting there part, not the after part.
That's for sure. And yeah, like I say, you plan it out a little bit, and it always works better. It's just like us doing this show. Mm-hmm. You know, if we plan this show out, just you and I usually,
right,
that are doing the pre-planning of this show, whether you're on it or not, or I'm on it or not, and, you know, that really helps because, you know, we can hit record and we have a pretty darn good idea what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And same thing with the after part of it. You know, there's more to podcasting than just this part.
We know who's responsible for what parts as well.
And, yeah, that works out well. You know, most indie podcasters, they do everything themselves. But, and marketing is a big part of that.
Right.
You know, especially if you want to be successful. And, of course, we can define successful however you want to. You know, I'm successful if I get the thing up on the RSS feed and somebody listens to it. I'm okay with that. But, you know, others, you know, they want to make some money or they want to get their word out or, you know, there's a whole bunch of motivations.
These grandiose ideas, but you have to, you know, figure out how to actually make it happen.
Right. So let's go on to Blueberry News. And we've had two big releases. First one was PowerPress 9 is out.
It's nice that we've got a whole new number and not just point something.
Yeah, well, it was a major release because we've added some onboarding. So if you just download PowerPress to your website, get it installed, and it'll take you through step by step, you know, whether you're hosting with us or not, whether you just want stats with us or you want nothing to do with us, it does, you know, it takes you right through the startup process all the way to the point where you're ready to publish your first episode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our testing, it's worked pretty smoothly. So if you find any bugs, let us know. But so far, so good. So go check that out. If you're using PowerPress, make sure you update. It won't be much of an update for you that are already doing podcasting with it. But, anyway, it's pretty exciting for us because that'll get people started a little quicker and maybe my phone won't ring as much.
So, yes, always a goal.
Yeah, and then the audience survey, we've had this for years and years and years and kind of not done anything with it. And now we're finally doing something with it. We've added the audience survey results to our podcast stats section. So if you're on our stats.
They look really cool.
Oh, it certainly does. You know, especially if you have some survey results.
I mean, obviously, you know, you need some data.
Yeah. So, you know, in there's a spot where you can share it. And we have a little widget you can put on your website or just a link or whatever. And, you know, you can get your listeners to fill it out. And it has lots of charts and graphs. And, you know, it's pretty slick.
Yes. The audience survey is getting demographic info that people are always like scrambling to get somehow. They're like, what magic company exists that can tell me this?
I get that question a lot.
We just tell them, do it yourself.
Yeah, I get a lot of those questions. You're like, how do I know how many women are listening to my podcast? Or how do I know blah, 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 you know? And we have it's a pretty simple survey and the questions are not editable at this point.
And you can skip them.
And you can skip them. And, you know, so if you don't want to tell, you know, or if your listener doesn't want to tell you how much money they make, well, just skip
that. They don't have to.
Yeah, they can skip that one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a pretty, pretty neat thing. And if you want to check it out and fill ours out, go to surveys.blueberry.com/podcastinsider.
Yeah, this is exactly what I mean when I say don't just wing your marketing tactics. I want to know more about you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's always good as a podcaster to know your listeners. Mm-hmm. You know, Dave Jackson, the School of Podcasting, he's a friend of ours, or friend of mine anyway. And Dave, he's always saying that, you know, you should know at least a couple of listeners and, you know, make it a point to get to know one's, you know, one here, one there, whatever, you know, because you can get an idea.
Have some parameter.
Yeah, so you get some idea who's listening and all that, you know, and it makes it a lot easier to talk into the microphone when you're thinking of a particular person. On this show, I know people that listen to this show, and, you know, I can sit here and think, well, what would they like to hear? You know, it's like I'm talking to them sometimes, which I like. So, you know, if you get your survey going, you at least get some idea. And there's a section in there. It's kind of cool that they can make a shout out for you. And if they say it's okay to make it public, we have a place you can share that over to social, like Mackenzie was talking about in the best practice. So
perfect for engagement.
Yes. And we'll tease you for next week, but we're going to have another. And this one's big. At least big amongst a certain subset of our customers. So
very much requested.
Yeah, it's probably the number one
since
requested.
Since even before I got here, probably.
Yeah, it's probably the number one requested feature at Blueberry amongst, like I said, it's a subset. You know, not everybody's going to need this, but it's pretty cool. So stay tuned. All right. Let's see. Blueberry Pro Tip. And Toby's going to be talking about gaining trust.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here. Today, a quick word about investment. Michael Port wrote Book Yourself Solid, tagline, the fastest, easiest, and most reliable system for getting more clients than you can handle, even if you hate marketing and selling. Disclaimer, I am a certified Book Yourself Solid professional. In his book, he talks about how many people will invest amounts in you proportionate to the amount of trust you've earned. I'm not sure how many times I read that before the light bulb went off in my head and I made a connection to podcasts, but it did. You see, not only will people invest money in you proportionate to the amount of trust you've earned, they will also invest time in you proportionate to the amount of trust you've earned. The team at Blueberry know this, and if you're not already hosting your podcast on Blueberry, you can try it for absolutely nothing. It's a way for you to see for yourself the class-leading podcast hosting technology available to you. So just because your podcast is free to listen to, unless you have a subscription functionality set up, doesn't mean it needs to be long. In fact, it's likely to reach more people and speed up the trust process if you keep it short. If you're already using Blueberry and we've earned your trust, and you're looking to up your production game, the Pro Team are standing by to help you with that. Just head over to blueberrypro.com.
All right, well, that makes sense. People invest their time and or their money in you as a podcaster. As we always say, as far as, you know, being consistent, you know, if you're consistent, people will add you to their schedule. And that's kind of the same idea. You know, if somebody can trust that you're going to be there every X number of days or weeks or whatever your schedule is.
It really just tells me that you are taking it seriously.
Right, right. You know, like I said, I'm the king of inconsistency on my shows. But, this one, I don't think we've missed one since we've started this. So
no, I mean, we've taken some weeks off for holidays or something like that, but that's it.
Anyway, that brings us to the question of the week. And I get this one all the time. We've covered this before, but it never hurts to beat the dead horse once in a while. Mm-hmm. So I get this one all the time, or variations of it. How long does it take for my episode to be shown on... name your app here, after I publish? You know, most of the time it's Apple or Spotify lately. Because you'll say, I published my episode at 5 and it's 6:15. Why isn't it up on, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, new podcasters just don't understand. And it's not, you know, their fault. It's kind of our fault that they don't understand that it's a pull and not a push.
Yeah, and I would take a guess that there's at least some of this panic or anxiousness, because as more companies and employees do podcasts, you know, they publish and that boss of theirs is like, where is it?
Exactly, and that does happen a lot. You know, like I said, I get these panic phone calls and it's like, where is the show? I publish, you know.
Yep.
So, but basically podcasting, you know, you update your RSS feed. And then your RSS feed's just sitting there on a server somewhere. Mm-hmm. And all these apps come around and pull it, normally a few times a day. You know, as far as the apps now, directories, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Pandora, Spotify, whatever, they hit your feed a few times a day. So they're not going to get it instantaneously. Now, some apps, like Overcast and, a lot of the independent apps, your phone, if you're subscribed to a show, your phone hits the feed whenever you open it up and hit refresh. So that comes in faster that way. But, as a rule of thumb, I've got, a few of them listed here. Apple, they say 5 hours is what Apple themselves say. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, anywhere between 4 and 24 hours. And yes, sometimes 24 hours. And it's not consistent. So if you've published 10 episodes and all 10 of them have gone up in 4 hours, and the 11th one doesn't come up for 12, don't panic.
It will come.
Yeah, if it's under 24 hours, you're probably good. Spotify is somewhat quicker than Apple, but sometimes not. Normally 12 hours or less. It's usually way less, especially if you're submitted through your podcast host, in our case, Blueberry. Mm-hmm. That tends to update quicker than if you've gone directly to Spotify to submit your show. Google's weird. Google's always weird. Once you're in there, and that takes a while, but once you're in there, it could be nearly instant using a thing called WebSub, which PowerPress does have. Otherwise, 4 to 24, just like Apple, something like that. And ironically, what we were talking about with the podcasting 2.0, that Podping service that they're working on will solve this if everybody adopts it. It'll be nearly instant.
I was just about to say, I'm going to pull a Michael Scott here for the ping and the 2.0 part. Explain it to me like I'm five. How does this work?
Well,
what is the WebSub thing?
Well, WebSub is a thing that Google did. And what it does is when you publish your show or you change a web page, that's what it was for, not necessarily for podcasting, but it's been mm-hmm. sort of adopted for that. What it does is it pings. It says, oh, hey, this website updated or this podcast feed updated, and it pings it out. And then anybody that's subscribed to that ping, say Google Podcasts happens to be one of them that uses that ping. The Blueberry directory also uses that ping. And then it knows to go to pull that feed.
Okay.
So it's not a push necessarily, but it's like, hey, I'm over here. And then it forces the app to go pull it. WebSub is the one that is, like I said, meant for pages, not necessarily podcasting. Mm-hmm. The one that Podcasting 2.0 is working on, called Podping, is specifically for podcasting, and it uses a blockchain,
got it.
Which is like my eyes glaze over when you talk about blockchain, but that's what it uses, and it's just a way of letting everybody know that it's something new there. The bottom line is, don't worry unless it's more than 24 hours after you publish, before you see your show. I know it's annoying as hell, but for the time being, don't worry.
If you're unhappy with how long it takes to show up for when you want it to actually be found and be released, then release earlier.
Yeah, and you can do that as well,
Release 5 hours earlier.
Yeah. A lot of people, if they're doing a show, say, for morning time, mm-hmm. And the other thing is some of these apps are smart. Like Apple is actually kind of smart about it. If you publish every day at 8 a.m., they get that in their system that hey, this feed updates normally around 8 a.m.
Yet another reason to be consistent.
Yeah, then they're going to hit you at 8:15 and it might update quicker. Yep. So that's not guaranteed, but that helps. And here's a tip from the support department of your podcast company. If you are having trouble with just one app or directory, please first check with that app or directory support to see if something's going on. Because if, say Apple, Spotify, Google, and all work, and Stitcher doesn't, it's not your problem. It's more than likely Stitcher's problem, or, you know, insert your app of choice.
Right. You'd probably see a problem across the board.
Yeah.
If there was an actual...
Yeah, if there's an actual issue, then none of them will work.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe just one will work for some weird reason. That one always confuses me, but anyway. All right. Well, if you got a question for us to answer on the show, you can drop an email to me, mike@blueberry.com. Send in an audio. You could do it in just an email or video, and we'll use it on the show, or we may. I might just answer you straight out if it's something I don't want to put on the air, but, I'm not going to, you know, talk about a billing question on the show, but that's not cool. But anyway, of course, the best place to get support with any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system. That gives everybody a crack at it rather than just me. I might have to go on vacation, you know, and if you send me a direct email or direct phone call me, you may not hear from me for a week.
So yeah. That's not cool. No one wants that.
Yeah. So, throw it in the ticket system. And, we got Dave and Sean and Mackenzie and Todd and myself all looking at that. Might be quicker.
Yeah.
Sure to fill out our survey over at surveys.blueberry.com/podcastinsider.
We'll include it here in the show notes.
Yes. And definitely it'll be on the bottom of the show notes there so you can click on it. And, fill that out. We want to know you. You can schedule a one-on-one with Todd for a little mini consult. Usually does a half hour or so. You can email todd@blueberry.com. And, of course, I'll do a tech check with you, hosting customers only. Just email mike@blueberry.com. And when I get to it, I will send you my schedule, and we can do a Zoom call. Of course, next one's yours.
For me, it's if you would like any type of Blueberry or Podcast Insider swag, if you want to call it that, we'll send you a sticker. But you got to send us a sticker first for your show.
Yeah. Or if you don't have any, I'm sure you'll send them something.
Yeah, we're not going to deny you.
Anyway, so the address is going to be in the show notes to send that to Mackenzie. And she takes care of all that stuff. I think we've got it covered.
I think that's it.
Everybody have a good week. Todd should be back next week, I think. Or are you guys going to be in Vegas?
Now we got a week left.
Okay, so an NAB show's coming up, and Todd McKenzie will be there. I got to stay close to home this spring. So
we'll see how it goes. This is obviously a very, very big show, and it got canceled back in this last October. So
two or three times.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you guys are going to be in the new West Hall, so that's going to be a logistical issue, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll be fun to get used to.
Well, you can't take the monorail there.
It's going to be quite a trek.
Yeah, so you got to probably Uber it or taxi or something to get over there. But anyway, I guess maybe next year I'll go, if we go, you never know.
We'll see.
We'll see. So otherwise, catch us later.